Thanks for listening to the Adam Carolla Show on Podcast One.
Well, the delicate flower that is Maria Menounos with the crazy laugh hangs out with us, and she also goes all the way through to the bitter end and a very funny news segment as well. So that's all coming. First, there's LifeLock online holiday shopping safety tips. Confirm there's an HTTPS lock symbol in the URL of any website you're shopping on. Search for deals on trusted vendor retail sites and always use unique passwords and logon information. It's important to understand how cybercrime is affecting our lives. They're out there every day. They're trying to steal your identity, people. Theft's another serious issue. Someone's identity is stolen every 2 seconds. You could miss identity threats if you're only monitoring your credit. Good thing there's LifeLock, which detects a wide range of identity threats, like your social security number, on sale on the dark web. Don't let it happen. Get LifeLock, right, Dawson?
No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor transactions at all businesses. LifeLock can see threats you might miss on your own. Until December 8th, join and get a special discount. Save 30% off or more on your first year by using promo code Adam. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK or head to LifeLock.com. Use promo code Adam for 30% off or more.
ACS fans, get it on. The Carolla Drinks newsletter is underway. Every week, we'll bring you inside the hallowed halls of ACS with behind-the-scenes stories from Adam, the lackeys, co-hosts, and ACS regulars. We'll also bring you exclusive video from Adam that you can't see anywhere else, deals you can't get anywhere else, guest updates, and highlights from the week that was ACS. Sign up today for a Carolla Drinks deal that should see you stocked with all the booze you'll need until 2020. Or the upcoming apocalypse, whichever comes first. So head to CorollaNewsletter.com today and get ready, because every week, the Ace Man will be right there in your inbox. It's time to check Adam's voicemail.
Ace Man, Gina, Bald, Tim calling from Phoenix, listening to your previous podcast about standing outside the vehicle. Look, in Phoenix, not the podunk town, but in Phoenix, we have the message boards above that says, minor crash, save your rear, get it to clear. Love you.
You can leave us a message at 888-634-1744.
Maria Menounos in studio. She shall remain and stick around, and we'll do news soon enough. Not only hosting on Fox's New Year's Eve special, but also the podcast Better Together with Maria Menounos, and that's available on Apple Podcasts and Spotify as well, and the website mariamenounos.com. So yeah, now we're looking at this car, and I'm very curious what it's going for. Now, I'm also, it has 608 horsepower or something, Max Zapata. I was off. I said it was a 428 or 427 that was punched out to 508 or something like that, but it's 511 cubic inches or something like that. But anyway, it's a cool piece. There's also a 911 that Paul Newman drove at the Petit Le Mans.
Oh,
at Road Atlanta as well.
Wait, do you have someone bid for you so they don't think it's you?
So
I did. Buy a car that way. Yeah.
What is the date of the auction? Because the Oscar nominations come out January 13th. I'm just saying that whole month of hype. You know where they're talking about it, and it's like commercials and re-release. That's when the iron's hot, man.
January 3rd through the 13th.
That's the auction.
This will go off before the nominations.
That's a mistake.
A day and a half.
It's a mistake. But
I agree. I agree. I was talking to someone about that. I was like, oh, that'd be a good car to have. But again, it's hard to put a price on that car because it's a kit car.
$650K.
Mm. It's at $500.
That'd be a good that'd be a lot of money for that car. But who knows what the movie does to it? All right, twins. You want twin talk?
Mm-hmm. Your twins love each other.
Yeah, they're pretty good with each other. I mean, considering how most siblings can be.
Brutal.
That's what I'm terrified of. That's why we want twins.
Yeah, well, as long as one of them's nice, it'll work out. That's what I've really realized, like, in humanity.
Do we speak to the embryos prior and say, one of you has to be the nice one?
You guys got 9 months to figure it out.
Yeah, just figure it out.
Yeah, because the way I've realized that this equation, it holds true at work as well. It's like one person could be an asshole. If the other person is nice, that'll work fine. And if both of them are nice, that'll work fine. But if you get two assholes, then they butt heads all the time and they always think the other one is the asshole. It's like fair. Some people are fair. Some people aren't fair. But the people who aren't fair don't know they're not fair. They think there's something wrong with you, and they constantly want to know what's wrong with everybody else. It's they who are not fair. So as long as you can get either, God willing, you get two fair people, but all you need is one fair person, because that person will be malleable enough to sort of take whatever the other person is pushing out. So my son is sort of genetically nice. He doesn't tend to scrap with my daughter, who would scrap if there was another version of her in the house, but she doesn't. She has a handball against a curtain. Like, it just doesn't come flying back at her. But if she had enough, and she's good, she's easy. You know, she's pretty easy and pretty whatever, but she's definitely got a lot. She's definitely ready to scrap more than he is. As far as like being older, I don't know what's old anymore. And then also this thing of like, what are you going to do? Like, who's going to take them to school? Or what if they get abducted? Or
yes,
you know,
yes, all
whatever.
Of those horrible things.
Yes, how can one go through life with that? You know, you live in a big house. It's a nice house, but you know, what if there's a landslide? You know, you're up at the foothills. You know, I mean, what if? You know what I mean?
This is literally my dilemma every day. Last night, I'm on the plane and I'm like, people must think I'm nuts, but my mom's sick. And so, like, I keep getting up every 2 seconds. Mom, are you okay? Do you need me to change a channel? Let me change the brightness on your monitor on your TV. Okay, let me get you some water. Here's your pills, whatever. And I'm like, this is what a mom is like. I don't know if I have enough left in me to give to anybody else. I'm a mom to my parents.
I would argue that this proves you have the mom gene.
Yeah.
Because some moms don't have that gene. You know, they're just like, let's turn the TV on, shut the door, I'm going to go in the other room.
It's a caretaking gene.
Yes. So you have
the same thing.
You have that gene.
Interesting. Wasn't really aware of that.
I saw it in Christy. You know, she took care of me, obviously, when I was really sick, and she's amazing with Tessa. Yeah. It's a commonality.
I definitely saw it in Olga, my nanny, that if I paid her, she would definitely take care of those kids. And I spotted that early. Not everyone saw it. You know what I mean? But as I was writing
it. Still here.
As I was pulling that check out of my book, I knew there was a certain je ne sais quoi, even if she didn't know what that meant.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So, look, I've said many times, like, they go, what's the key to marriage? I go, separate DVRs and plenty of square footage. And they go, what about kids? I go, throw money at the problem. Those are my two answers.
Throw money at the problem?
Yes. If you have some square footage, first things first, square footage. You're taking care of whomever. You're doing whatever. I'm doing morning radio. I'm not getting up at 2:45 and rocking the kids. I got to get up at 4:45 and rock a hot mic.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
All right. So I pay a woman from the Dominican Republic to sit in the twins' rooms all night, potentially taking care of them when something happens. And now some people do go, I want to be the person. When you want to be the person, then you want to be the person that mows your lawn. You want to be the person that fixes your roof. You want to be the person who does everything. Like, they're 4 months old. They don't know who you are. Just go in the room, get your sleep, go to work, make money, give a little bit of it to that lady who's going to sleep in the nursery, and you'll be down the hall, and you won't put a towel under the door, and you won't hear it.
Brilliant.
So there is that part of it. It doesn't make you a bad parent, and the kids have no idea what's going on. Like, it's not like my kids are stewing. Like, why'd you have that stranger raise me when I was a zygote? You know, it's like, no, that woman, I paid her, but it's because I had a good job. But part of the requirements of the jobs, I had to get up at 5:45 and I couldn't be doing this all night. So you can kind of wrap your mind around getting help.
Were you the one that said to Kevin, separate bathrooms for the kids was essential? Because we're renovating, we're figuring out our renovation upstairs, and I swear he's stuck on the fact that they can't share a bathroom with two sinks because of you.
That the kids can't share a bathroom?
Yeah. Huh. That you said they have to have their own, that that's what will give peace. Now, you might have said it on the show. You might have said it to him personally, but...
I think you've said that about married couples.
I normally play it pretty close to the vest when it comes to construction talk, so it doesn't sound like something I would say.
So then maybe I got it wrong.
Maybe he plied me with some ouzo and okay. I started talking freely.
Yeah.
I'm doing a cultural thing. Yeah. But yeah, that sounds like me. Look,
did your kids have separate bathrooms?
When they were super young, they had this one kind of slept in the same room and everything. They had kind of Jack and Jilly, and then after that, no. So, like, maybe since the time they were, seven, they didn't do it. The whole thing, eventually, your kids, husbands, wives, everything, it kind of comes down to roommate rules. Mm. You know what I mean? Like, if you had that roommate who was, like, always home, like, I had a roommate. She got, like, fired from her job. She was just, like, home all the time. She was, like, eating and irritable, and we're always sort of in each other's way, yeah. You know? And it was like... Or then the one that has the girlfriend or the boyfriend, and they essentially move in yep. and become a de facto roommate,
yep.
but who doesn't,
non-paying.
They don't pay anything yeah. and they don't buy any food or anything. They just, it's now another person living with you versus the one that travels and is out mm-hmm. and is cool and you have your own room and like your own space and your own whatever. You can, because most of the stuff, that gets you in the craw is like you walk into the bathroom, there's a wet towel on the floor, and you're like, God damn it. Who? Mm-hmm. But if you never walk into that bathroom, then you never put into that, you mm-hmm. never triggered that way. You
yep.
know what I mean? So the more of that, the better. And then essentially, you guys end up spending time together when you're doing stuff you want to do versus arguing over who's using the bathroom or I got to get the bathroom. Mm-hmm. It's like, the interactions you have with security at the airport versus interactions you might have with security at a resort in Maui. It's like it's a different mm-hmm. environment. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so
good point.
Go to the happy environment. The interactions will be better.
I like that.
So now what do you do?
Separate bathrooms.
Separate everything.
Smart.
Separate
savvy.
Everything. Yep.
Savvy. Upstairs,
yeah.
Downstairs.
Yeah. Well, because I'm like, why can't they share? This is a big bathroom. But you're right. I don't want to deal with that. I don't want to be a referee all the time.
Right. And they will. And bathrooms especially, they're going to leave stuff out and they're going to use their version of this and whatever yeah. that. So what do you do? How does the surrogate thing work?
So basically, you work with an agency and they start to search for someone who is willing to put twins in
mm-hmm.
and they will send you applications. Like we've had a few false starts. We've started and gotten applications and then we stopped because it just wasn't right. And so anyway, so we'll start to get our applications and then you kind of look at their profiles.
You're a public figure. At what point do they either meet you or find out who you are? You know what I mean? There's going to be a privacy thing to a certain extent.
Yeah. So at some point, so we would identify somebody and say, okay, she seems like a good match. And our doctor would check them out. And if everything is good, then I think we have a meeting after.
I want to be there.
You got a couple of questions?
Well, you can anoint the process and hopefully it'll all work out then.
I'm going to be doing like George C. Scott, the beginning of Patton.
Oh, God.
I'm going to stand in front of a giant American flag. I'm going to have a rider's crop in my hand. I'm going to keep slapping it
Let's
in there.
Let's go through this like crop through a goose.
Oh, yeah.
My God.
You're going to hear terms like your last easy day was yesterday. And don't eyeball me, girl.
You go up to Kevin, that. You're like, what's the problem? He's like, it's my nerves, sir. He's
slapping him in the face with a glove.
She'll be only too willing to do this for 9 months.
Yep.
I'll have my nickel-plated pistol, my revolver on my side. It won't be loaded completely.
She's not a handmaid.
Pearl handle on it.
She meets the doctor. I read your book, you son of a bitch.
Start hearing answers I don't like. I'll handle to slide down and undo the strap yeah. on the holster. Just yeah. pop that little leather clip that holds the gun in place and then hands back up again.
Just to know she means
never breaking eye contact.
Yeah, sure.
You'll hear me say phrases like, you better address me in a clear and present tone. Not the voice you use to con drug money off your liberal parents. You're going to hear
okay
a lot of that.
My God.
I'll take control of the situation.
For example. I'm going to die.
This was examples. Potential.
Perfect. This is amazing.
Spitballing.
All right. It's a, God, I remember. Oh, yeah. I remember that phrase because there was a funny bit when I was at Acme Theater. It was a guy, it was a monologue. I didn't do it. It's a guy named John McCann, and he was a Marine, like drill sergeant who was like retired, and he was working as a substitute teacher at a community college. And so like his entire rap was that.
That's
you
good.
Know what I mean? Yeah. And it was funny that this guy, it was all Marine Corps stuff mm-hmm. and eyeball and all stuff, but it was like some community college. Yeah, the same guy was the guy. He did Skipper Ned Heem of Adventure Burials. He did this bit. It was so good because it meant so much to me because my grandparents were both in the Neptune Society, which meant when you die, they just throw you in the ocean and you pay $50 in advance. It's a crazy thing.
Does that still happen?
Max Patton, Neptune Society is still around, right?
I can definitely tell you from knowing a guy who runs a mortuary that if remains are not picked up in a certain amount of time, a sea captain picks them up.
Shut
yes,
up.
Yes, that is 100% true.
They take you. You pay in advance. I don't know. What's the least you can pay now at the Neptune Society? Because my grandparents both paid, like when they were 50, they paid like $40.
To be thrown at sea?
Cremated.
Yeah.
And then thrown into the sea.
Oh, so this is what... You're saying,
yeah. mm-hmm.
they cremate you and they
yes.
throw you in
and if
the sea.
Nobody comes to pick you up in a certain amount of time, the sea captain will collect all of them and do a little ceremony.
So we're
and
bathing in dead people all
yes.
the time?
Essentially.
I mean, I guess.
Well, there is hobo flop in there and syringes.
Yeah. Dead
yeah.
coral.
Aquatic poop.
Yeah.
Guys.
Mm-hmm.
This is
there's
so
the
gross.
Stuff that washes down from the sidewalk in front of the city hall that ends up in the bay. So
we really
that
romanticize
too.
The ocean for being I so know. Disgusting.
Oh, it always goes up your nose and down your throat.
Yep.
And this is disgusting. Someone's like testicles went up my nose and out my. Yeah.
God willing.
Ugh.
Not gonna need that circuit now, are you?
That is gonna get me into
out
so
that
much trouble.
Position. Yeah,
everyone's
I think it'd be
gonna
more,
be replaying that part.
My testicles are more chin based, a little less nasally.
Yeah,
but
nasal
that, if you want to swap it around, I think we could figure that one out. Yeah. So Skipper Ned Heem, his bit was like the captain from the Neptune mm-hmm. Society, and he was like, "We'll take your loved one's ashes. We'll scatter them out over the open sea." But after that, we're going sport fishing. And so the deal was, it's like, sign up for my thing. And it's like, instead of crying and grieving, we're going out after world-class trophy fish. At some point, he goes, my first mate, Gus, is a defrock Jesuit, capable of reciting words of comfort in all the religions. And if you want a cold one, you don't have to ask him twice. like he'll just crack you a beer. Now, what? And he'd say, like, he'd say, well, Gus is down below playing Chariots of Fire on the hornpipe. I'll be topside looking out for world-class perch and bonita.
Marlin.
Marlin. Like, he had this whole thing. And yeah.
What?
He'd say, Gus'll, God, he'll recite the whatever. He'll dry your tears, and he doesn't have to be told twice to crack you a cold one. And we don't sail without four or five cases of like Pabst Tallboy. Like, so he's giving this whole speech to this
it's an
group,
experience.
This group of who's basically saying we'll do the whole thing, and then we're gonna right. party. And it was a funny bit because the Neptune Society does exist, and it was also a funny bit because it's like it's kind
of
true. It's like I would yeah. like
you're
to go
ocean,
out
for God's sake.
Like, once we scatter the rose petals out onto the sea and everything.
So now, this wasn't a real thing. This was a bit.
This was a bit.
Oh, my Lord. Thank God.
Yeah. Skipper Ned Heem. I'm going to figure that bit out.
I bet you somebody does do that, though. I bet you that does exist. If you thunk it, it's been done. So he probably got it from somewhere real.
I did, Max Zapata, I did a Crank Yankers Burcham bit where I think I called one of those places and I was like, you guys have live bait? And they're like, no, we just do the funeral. Oh, okay, I'll bring my own. No, we don't. Don't worry about it. I'm just going to bring a backpack. Don't worry.
Sacred ritual.
Yeah, and I'm like, all right, but I'll bring my gear, right?
There'll be grieving family members on board.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Gus will dry your tears. rig your drag line, and he doesn't have to be told twice to crack you a cold one. That's that was going to rig your drag line. There is a Burcham, one of those that made me laugh from, I don't know, 15 years ago. All right, let me hit No Safe Space, and then we'll take a break. Then we'll do some news with Maria Menounos. Listen up, America. People are getting silenced out there, especially on the college campuses. Hell, even comedians. I talked to a lot of comedians, including Seinfeld. And they're like, I'm not going on a college campuses anymore. It's like you got to get a lawyer to sign off on your joke. There's one way to tell these people to go to hell. It's my new movie, No Safe Spaces. It's getting 98% amongst the audience on Rotten Tomatoes right now. Me and Dennis Prager are in this movie. Think of him as the thinking man's me. It's important, it's funny, and it's only in theaters, and it's nationwide December 6th. It's rated PG-13, and you can go to nosafespaces.com and get tickets. It'll be in, I think, 200-plus theaters, so yes. Hopefully it'll be in one near you at nosafespaces.com. All right. Oh, Max Patty, you have the what is that? What was that bit? I don't think we've ever talked about this one.
It's called Burcham Lays a Relative to Rest.
Oh, let's hear it.
This is Judy. Can I help you?
Judy, my name is Burcham. You guys do the low-cost sea burials?
Yes, we do.
All right. My uncle lives in the Portland area, and he just passed today. And it was his wishes to be scattered out over the bay.
Mm-hmm.
But let me ask you this. Once you're on the boat, what do you do?
Basically, you have the boat for an hour, so you can do a service on the boat if you want.
And what about if you drop the ashes early, you had a little time to kill? Could you do some sport fishing?
No.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what. Does this come with a preacher or a priest or anything, or?
No, you supply all that, and that would be within your 30 guests. It comes with the skipper and the deckhand.
And that's it. So that's all right. I'll bring my first mate, Gus, the G-frocked Jesuit. He knows all the religions. So he'll do that. And we'll just take the boat for an hour and then just do a little sport fishing, right?
The deckhand and the captain will not allow fishing on an ashes to sea.
Yeah, but the spirit of the mariner. I mean, if I grease their palms a little bit. Yeah, understand I'm grieving. Don't get me wrong. But I'm just coming all the way out there to Oregon, and my wife's in a horrible way, and I was supposed to go fishing this weekend anyway. You understand? It's the way I grieve. It's the way I cope with the pain.
Okay. There's still no fishing on an ashes to sea.
Even if it's not off a rod, even if it's just a drop line?
There's no fishing on an ashes to sea.
All right. Well, listen, I'll tell you what. Well, come down there. I'll bring my rig just to play it safe. Not saying it's going into the water. Just going to bring it along, and we'll see how it goes.
Okay.
You guys sell bait?
No.
You got weights? You got all the tackle?
They're not going to rig a pole for you.
How much is the cremation?
I don't do cremation. You'll have to talk to the funeral home in Portland.
It's got to be expensive. We can't just slide him off?
No.
Take a couple of 5-gallon milk cartons filled with water, use some zip ties around his feet, and just toss him in?
No.
Well, who's going to know?
I will know, and the skipper will know, and that's illegal to do off their boat.
Save myself some cremation money, and we get to fishing. Crack a few beers and enjoy it. That's the way you would have wanted it.
Well, you'll have to call us with a credit card and stuff when you make up your mind and make a reservation.
All right, yes. Thank you. Thank you. You have a hell of a way of dealing with the grieving.
Bye-bye.
How about I dice him up? We got a nice chum slick going.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. That's amazing.
She was emptying an ashtray into the urn that she knocked over.
Okay.
Yeah, that was a weird memory I just had. All right, let's take a mini break. We'll come right back with the news and Maria Menounos right after this.
Your tickets now for Adam Carolla is Unprepared for the Holidays. December 13th and 14th in Oxnard at Levity Live. In Milwaukee at the Pabst Theater on January 24th. And at Chicago's Park West on January 25th. Adam Carolla is Unprepared for the Holidays. Get your tickets now at adamcarolla.com.
Give me the news with Grad. News with Gino Grad. Break. Viral, all those crazy Trump tweets. Give me news with Gina Grad. Trouble in the Middle East. Celebrity drunk meltdowns. Need news with Gina Grad.
The news with Gina Grad.
Well, for a second day in a row, an armed student at a school in Wisconsin was shot and wounded by a school resource officer. That's very weird. On Tuesday, a 16-year-old student at Oshkosh West High School was shot after he allegedly stabbed a police resource officer. Investigators say the unidentified student approached the officer, stabbed him in the wrist. The officer quickly responded by firing one shot at the student, which made me think of the London police. Just the one shot. Both were treated for injuries and expected to recover. And then another day, a resource officer in Waukesha shot a 17-year-old student who had pointed a pellet gun at him. The student was shot in the leg and the arm and is expected to make a recovery. Both incidents, schools were evacuated, and each student is facing felony charges.
God, I just had this bizarre thought, which is like when I grew up watching like cop 70s shows, they'd go down to the firing range or they'd do the training center. It had it in a bunch of movies too, and it's like guys walk in. There's a Clint Eastwood movie that started this way, I think, maybe Dirty Harry or something. Okay. And it's like cardboard bank robber would come out, and he had like a woman who's holding groceries, like bang bang, and then kid, oh that's a kid, and then you know, good guy, bad guy, like good guy, bad guy. But it was always like bank robber, liquor store robbery, you know, guy wearing mask and bandana, whatever. Now we're going to have to do those at schools?
Yeah, with the kids.
We're going to have to be like a long, simulated, like long hallway with lockers on each side, and you're going to have a kid run by, like, he's got a gun, don't shoot that one.
Shoot the one in the duster.
Then the other kid.
Nerd busts out of the locker.
Right.
Yes. Like,
that's going to be the new
training course.
What was it? Must have been Dirty Harry.
It sounds very Dirty Harry.
Clint Eastwood-y beginning.
Lampshaded Men in Black.
Also, the one that took place in like Newhall or something. The one that was
Newtown? The recent one.
Oh, Newhall. Yeah.
Right.
I was thinking Connecticut. Yeah.
You guys know where that gun came from?
Mm-mm.
Anybody? Nope. It's interesting. The guy made the gun.
That's right. Yes.
Oh, was that 3D printed?
He made it.
I don't know how, but
like a kit gun.
But he made it.
Really?
And you don't hear anything about it because all the gun, the no gun advocates don't go, he got an illegal or he bought that thing on the internet or like they're not interested in that because that doesn't help their cause at all. He made that gun.
Yeah.
If he bought it, wasn't.
He built it.
So
like from parts?
Yes.
Wow. I'll tell you.
It wasn't from, so if he had got an assault rifle and he got it at a gun show in Pomona, then you'd be hearing 24, every politician, everything. But he made the gun, so there's no cause they can get involved with. Still dead people, just he made the guns. They're not.
Because there's nothing you can do for that.
Yeah, they're not excited. Well, it kind of fucks up their argument. Like, it's sort of like, okay, then make a whole bunch of legislation, but this guy made a gun.
But how many people are going to really make guns?
I don't think that many.
Hopefully not.
You know what I mean? So that's why it's kind of a moot argument.
You got to feel like his shop teacher was like, no! Come on!
So much promise!
So much promise!
Anakin, you were the chosen one!
Reminds me of a young me!
Yeah, apparently they're called ghost guns because they have no serial number. And it's an unserialized pistol. The LA County Sheriff's Department confirmed there was a 45 caliber handgun crudely assembled from parts available for purchase without a background check. So he put it together. Wow.
So now it's like, what do you do with that? How do we do gun parts? Mm-hmm. Like, it's just in it all. Anyway.
Yeah.
Sorry. Clint Eastwood, wasn't that the beginning of Dirty Harry? Oh, as long as we're taking a walk down Adam Carolla memory lane, I did that same thing at a firing range when I was trying out for the Hawthorne SWAT team.
Wait,
you're the SWAT or you're not?
You tried out for the SWAT team?
It was a bit, but I still got to do all the fun SWAT stuff.
Were you good?
For a comedian, he was
a comedian. I got attacked by the dog that takes you down. I got tasered by the taser.
How did the taser feel?
It sucked because it's not the kind of taser like the handheld one that takes the AA batteries. Right? This is the one with the spikes and the claws and the
the part that like
and the
launches
wire.
At you.
Yeah,
I think that was your actual response was that sucked.
It did suck. Yeah, they put it. They what they basically say like tape them to your ankles. They don't fire it at you. They like tape it to your ankles and then they go.
No. Not interested.
Then they put two guys next to you and they go, you're going down. So. Be prepared. And of course, the worst part is right before he does it because they're like, okay, you ready to do this? And you're like,
that's some audio.
Don't chase me, bro. Don't chase me. Ow!
That was great. But at some point, I went down to the firing range, and I just fired everything they had, and I'd never even fired a gun at that point in my life.
Were you shocked at the shotgun? Because I did that maybe like 2 years ago with my dad, and the shotgun, what is it, the reverberation?
Oh, the kickback.
Oh, my God. I thought I was going to die.
Yeah. It's yesterday. I'm sure I could find it. But yesterday, I came
recoil.
Yeah, that's the word. Holy moly.
On my Facebook memories from like 11 years ago, it's the first time I shot a 12-gauge, and I'm getting ready, and it jerks so bad, and I thought I was going to crack a tooth.
Yeah.
I mean, you really do think your teeth are going to crack.
I thought it took off my shoulder.
Yep, absolutely.
I freaked out.
The thing that was tough, I had no problem.
I have video of it because I'm like,
you two are going to find these.
I will. I'll show
you can, Max Bat, you can fast forward to the shooting range part. But I the thing that hurt is they took a shotgun, but they do a thing called like a slug round or something where they take this big musket ball and they put it in it and you fire the big musket ball and that's what gives like the crazy kickback thing. Let's see. They have me down at the range talking to the guy, but they let me fire everything. But the joke was, it's the next one. Sorry, you can keep going, Max Pat. But I was firing at they give you a mailbox to stand behind. Let me hear talk to the guy. Sorry, they gave me this.
Why the mailbox?
It's supposed to be like City Street or something, and the parcels, you know, they do need to send out equipment and things like that. They didn't have room in the break room.
It's dangerous to sign it, that mailman.
They had one, Max Bauer, where they had like the bad guy and the woman in front. Like he was holding her hostage. And it was like on the reel. It was, you know, 25 yards away. Sorry. There it is. Sorry.
So you have to get him and not her.
Right.
You think so?
Yeah. Oh, my Lord. God. No.
She's praying.
Would have probably gone, cleared her shoulder and probably caught him, you know, in his shoulder.
Yeah.
That's my plan.
Okay.
I don't want him to think I'm shooting it at the perp. My plan is I'm shooting at the hostage, but the bullet's passing through.
The guy took me totally seriously. Like,
no.
All I did, it was like, it's a woman and a guy, and all I did was hit the woman with the machine gun, and I was seriously explaining that the bullet's going to go through her and hit him, and he's like, yeah, no, that won't work.
Don't do that.
That makes me feel like an episode of Nathan for You, when he's trying to convince them of like his stupid idea.
That's Nathan for You.
Like dumb Starbucks.
Wait, have you not seen that?
I've never seen it.
He's been in here.
Adam, it's amazing.
Have I seen it?
Well, you were doing Nathan for You before Nathan was born, obviously. Mm. So,
was he a guest?
But you'll love
show?
It. It's so good.
I think he was a long time ago.
Oh my God, love it.
He was, anyway, as you can imagine, the Hawthorne SWAT members are pretty serious dudes. So when you're firing bullets and explaining
like
what's going
SWAT
through
members.
The hostages. Magnum Force was the movie that had Dirty Harry.
I was going for Deadpool
in it at the beginning, but yeah, always inevitably at the end, one of those guys would blow the head off like a civilian, you know, and then their instructor would be like, "Harry, you're doing pretty good up until now," and it's like, "Sometimes you gotta go." Or like they did some weird
break
thing
a few
like
eggs.
That. Yeah, that was the beginning. Sorry. All right, what do you got, Gina? Oh, the pistol. Yeah, weird. And now this one. And now everyone's. Can we have school? I was leaving a movie theater on Saturday night in whatever mall, and the rent-a-cop was packing.
Yeah, they are now.
They had a gun right there, and they wanted everyone to see that they had a gun. Yeah, it's no more like you and a windbreaker with a taser hang out here. Like, what is that going to do?
Yeah, those days are over, especially movie theaters.
Right.
So People Magazine has named four people who made a big impact this year as 2019's People of the Year.
Maria Menounos, and who else?
She was number five! This year's issue honors Jennifer Aniston, Jennifer Lopez, Michelle Obama, and Taylor Swift because they, quote, had an impact on our culture and moved us and entertained us.
Is these women or
people? Women or people?
Two?
Breaking news.
What is this? Was I there for that vote?
No, I think you slept in that day. That's why they all got nominated. Aniston was chosen for her work on the Apple TV series The Morning Show, which has anyone seen yet?
Have not seen it.
Very interested
Reese
in that.
Witherspoon? Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I have heard
Steve Carell,
that,
I think.
I have heard that it is a show.
Okay. Mm-hmm. J-Lo is recognized for her performance in Hustlers. and a tour, concert tour.
She might be an Oscar nominee, you guys.
You keep saying that,
Brian. Get prepared for a world where Jennifer Lopez is Best Supporting Actress nominee.
Michelle Obama was selected for her continued work to improve education for girls around the world and her memoir. And Taylor Swift fighting to protect her creative rights and releasing another hit album earned her entry into this issue. The issue will feature four different covers featuring all of the honorees.
Yeah.
Four people of the year.
All right.
Oh, boy.
All right. So shouldn't someone invent something to cure something?
It'd be nice.
I'm a little more of that, less than.
Less
she
hustler?
Sold out a concert tour. Okay.
Or didn't.
She got a $30 million book advance. Yeah. Like, okay, yeah. This is all stuff
She's
where they
a
make
show.
A bunch of money.
She's like, on a show that no one's seen.
I'd kind of like something where they pulled someone out of a burning building or
what about,
cured something.
Greta Thunberg. She's
yeah,
hot.
Yeah, what about
people
Greta?
People like talking about little Greta.
Oh, man. That girl, she's got a lot of gravitas
she
in
does.
Her voice. Like,
she
oh my
does.
God.
Very, very
Kevin serious. Is so bad about her. He's like, her parents are actors. I'm like, honey, this is a young girl who's got like a passion and he wants to, no, he
I
can't.
Feel like if she came into my office on a Friday night and went, Adam, you must leave and you must go out and pedal a bike. That powers the generator. I'd go like, okay, where do I go? Let me get dressed. No! There's no time for that. You must leave. Be gone. And I'd be like, okay, I'm going to say bye to my kids. No!
No time. No.
It's too late for them.
You must sacrifice.
And you're going to travel by raft from now on.
Yes, that's right.
But we're doing a show in Vegas. By raft! Okay, she said by raft. Can I hug my kids? No! It's too many energy.
Right.
Too much energy you stuck.
It's too late for them.
Carbon
it's
emission.
Too late. It's upon us.
By breathing.
Is this some of the last moments we have? I'd be like, okay, 14-year-old, what else? Go make your bed. I'd go, okay, sorry. Lynette does that. No, it's not. I saw and it wasn't. Now go. And by the way, you can't have pets.
No.
Well, they eat, and then they flatulate. They're farting all the time. The methane. No. No. You're now soy-based.
Oh.
Now, go pedal that bicycle that powers the generator. I'd go, but it's cold outside. You go!
A week later, your friend's like, what happened to Adam? You got Greta.
The car.
Thunberged.
The Newman cars.
Yeah.
Problematic.
Oh, they got to go.
Problematic. Those are gone. I already put them up on eBay. Oh, okay, no reserve? No reserve! Okay, can I bid on them? No! No. Okay. Now, you're living in too many square feet. You got to live in a lean-to in the back. We'll put you in a sweat lodge made from pelts. You may go there. It's only heated by the sun. You may not burn any fossil fuels. I'd be like, okay, I'm sorry. Can I get some tap water? No! No. No, you drink from the stream or you can...
Dig a well.
You can ingest your own tears. I feel like that woman, like I would listen.
Yeah.
She yelled at me to get out of my own house. I'd just run.
Yeah.
She's a good motivator.
She is. She's fiery.
Yeah. She has gravitas. People are underestimating the force of angry kids. Is that from her?
Yeah.
Do you have her like speech to the United Nations or whatever it is?
The How Dare You speech?
It is.
Is that a lyric from Les Mis?
I got her speech matched up with some John Denver.
Oh, okay. Man.
My message is that we'll be watching you. Dare you?
You fill up my senses.
This is all
like
wrong.
A night in a forest.
I shouldn't be up here. I should be back in school.
Like the mountains in spring.
Your mouth to God's ears, bitch.
How dare you?
Like a walk in the rain.
You all come to us young people for hope.
Like a storm in the desert.
How dare you?
Like a sleepy blue.
You have stolen my dreams with your empty
you
words.
Fill up my senses.
How dare you?
Come fill me again.
How dare you?
Come, let me love.
And yet,
you.
I'm one of the lucky ones.
Let me give my life to you.
Entire ecosystems are collapsing.
Let me drown in your laughter.
How dare you?
Oh my God. Bring it home. It's awesome. Oh my God. Imagine if I'm sitting in Leno's car museum eating Chick-fil-A and she comes walking in. Dare you?
Fire starter.
They all must be donated to the indigenous people. Drained of their fuel.
drained of their oil, drained of their lubricants. Put down that Chick-fil-A. I'm sorry, girl. I was hungry. And what are you doing with that IPA? I brought that in. That's not Jay's fault. Jay, leave. I command you to leave.
Yeah.
Be like, I own this warehouse. I banish you.
Is that a barbecue?
We have brats over there. Brats over there. Soy, right? Soy-based brats? I think I got pig-based brats. You leave. You go with Gabriel Union. You stay there.
Banished.
Bernard. I'm trying to grow my ponytail and make a side hat. You're gone. Out! Wow. All of you out! We're going to turn this into a sprout farm!
She rules the roost, man.
You're exactly sicking me.
She is the logical successor to Patton.
Oh, could we ever in the room when you guys are auditioning surrogates?
Auditioning?
Yes! This isn't natural. Just sniff out the right one.
Be yourself. Have fun with it.
Woo!
These right. Children are freezing.
Oh, you want to bring two children into this world?
What are you going to do with the other one?
These children are
the
freezing.
Other one is just going to freeze for centuries.
They're never going to see their ninth birthday.
What do you want me to do? I don't want a third. Why did you have one?
Oh, my God.
Shit, now I got to have it? Okay.
Let's bring you and Kevin out to Leno's shop. I'll bring the Chick-fil-A.
Kevin can't stand her, though.
Well, that's why this is going to be historic.
Tough love.
We're going to lean against a Duesenberg while we eat the Chick-fil-A. Yeah. While you talk about having twins, you're going to interview the therapist.
The surrogate.
Yeah. And then she'll lecture us on the climate change and petrochemical companies.
How much energy we're wasting keeping these babies frozen.
Yeah.
It's cruel.
Yeah. Children are freezing. They are. They're freezing.
That's so awesome. Great.
They're shivering.
Oh, that was a good mashup, Dawson.
I forgot
about that one. All right, let me hit Geico. Let's see. Everyone's got the to-do list. How about you? I'd save a bunch of money on your car insurance. You don't have to go anywhere. Just go to geico.com. 15 minutes, you could be saving 15% on your auto insurance. You take that extra money, get yourself a Duesenberg or some Chick-fil-A or a shotgun or something fun. And just go to geico.com. 15 minutes could be saving 15% or more on your auto insurance. Yes.
Speaking of Duesenberg, do you want to know John Denver's real birth name?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he has like a Schnitzendorf or something.
I just learned this. Henry Don Deutschendorf.
That's right.
Right.
His junior. Was a pilot. Junior. There was a senior Henry Deutschendorf.
Yep. There's a great Mike Rowe, The Way I Heard It, about John Denver.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I don't know who it's about. It's only revealed at the end.
It's the greatest.
It is. It's really
and
cool.
And that was a Paul Harvey, and now you know the rest of the story, because John Denver, who never stopped singing about the outdoor life and Rocky Mountains and the simple nature life, died in an experimental aircraft. His real love was flying experimental aircraft, not camping. And if he really was, like, about the songs, he'd still be here, because that's not really the same two dudes.
Well, you know, soaring through nature to see it.
Soaring above
the
majesty.
You can't see nature just from one plane. You got to see it from
experience
the broccoli tops.
Yeah, it was crazy. Into the bay, like San Francisco, or right around that up north.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, keeping the car talk going, Top Gear America is coming to subscription streaming service Motor Trend in the spring of 2020, and the hosts have been announced. Dax Shepard, Rob Corddry, and Jethro Bovingdon. Shepard says cars are his full-time hobby, and the only reason he acts is to buy more cars. Corddry, known for Children's Hospital and Ballers, is self-admittedly less technically profound than his co-stars, but he plans to fake it for as long as possible, he says. And finally, Jethro Bovingdon, if that doesn't sound familiar, he's the co-host of Motor Trend's Head-to-Head and Ignition shows. Joining the trio will be the mysterious Stig. That's an anonymous masked racer from the original who sets time lapse and never reveals his face. Top Gear America will come to Motor Trend in the spring of 2020.
Is that the show Matt LeBlanc did once?
He did the European version of it, I believe. They did. I mean, it's born in Britain, and they've always tried to export it to the United States, and it's never really worked correctly. I did the pilot for it, I think, a million years ago. And
back in the radio days,
it went on
it was supposed to go on like ABC, and the pilot was good, and then Knight Rider they had brought back, it failed miserably, because who could have ever predicted Knight Rider would fail in the 2006 or 7 or whatever. And because
that was pre-nostalgia, though. I feel like it would work maybe now.
Maybe with enough like edibles and nostalgia.
It was prime nostalgia.
Yeah.
Not enough CBD.
So that super stupid car show failed, and then they went, we're not picking up any more car shows, because their car show failed. That's the way Hollywood works.
Those car shows have so much to do with each other.
I did that. Rob Corddry's probably the guy. They do want the person that doesn't know that much about it, so they can make fun of him or explain to him whatever. I know Dax is pretty into bikes and cars. Although, I probably should have got a phone call for this.
You think? I wish I got a call for it. I would have loved it.
You love cars.
I love cars.
Maybe you're the Stig, and we don't know. That's right.
You said
anonymous too much. Racer, man.
We should do our own car show. Screw them.
Yeah. We're going to do that. Yeah. I'm going to open my own cell phone company. Yeah. I don't like the service I'm getting.
Let's switch to Corolla wireless.
Yeah, let's make our own. Like, do you know Zona has an antenna? Can we put on Mount Wilson?
What's so hard about making our own car show?
Yeah, I don't know.
You have cars.
I got cars.
You have the first eight episodes set up in your garage in the street.
And I got the cars you don't.
That's right.
Random shit.
You got random, like, you got the Smoking the Bandit car.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, my God. What? I got my Jeep.
Uh-huh. You got a custom-built Jeep, mm-hmm. like a SEMA-built Jeep.
It's a Rubicon, 2019 Rubicon that I customized to have a vintage vibe, but it's modern.
Mm-hmm.
You got the Porsche Targa.
Mm-hmm.
Got a Tesla.
Mm-hmm.
Got a Ford Ranger pickup.
Season one, guys.
No. Yeah.
Got a 62 Corvair convertible.
Oh, my.
Candy apple red with a white interior.
Well, see, I like what you're bringing to the table, because the last time I talked to a lady and she was pitching me a show to do with her.
This is the greatest moment in podcast history.
Was, let's see, Real Housewives.
Was it Cup of Jill?
Jill Zarin? And she's like, the reason we need to do a show together is because you're funny and I'm not funny. And I was like,
done.
What if I just found someone else who was funny, and then it'd be easier on me, because I wouldn't have to be as funny if they were funny too. And she's like, no, I won't get any of this stuff.
I still want a Cup of Jill and side of Ace. That's still my
hot Cup of Jill with a side of Ace. Oh, no. Hot Cup of Jill with Ace Over Easy was our morning show.
And stop it. It was amazing.
We were pitching it to her, and I don't think she knew we were in a show or out of a show.
She's like, I think it was a lot of, are we doing the show? Is this the show? It was awesome.
Where's Bobby? Her husband's Bobby. And our bit was, where's Bobby now? And she's like, I don't know where Bobby is. I'm like, no, that's the bit. And she's like, well, where is he? And
who's
I'm
like, first?
She was like a...
Oh, my.
She was like a... She was like a slightly autistic 8-year-old in a horror movie theater alone and really didn't know if this was actually happening or part of her knew she was sitting in a movie theater. The other part of her thought she was in the movie. Just a slightly autistic 8-year-old in a movie theater alone.
I think it was fucking art. It was so next level. Like
it did transcend something at a certain point.
It was some Inception bullshit where like, you're not quite sure what was happening.
She didn't know what was happening.
That's awesome.
It's pretty great.
That much
Chris,
I remember.
We found Aquila Classics.
We played before, but we'll play it again.
Oh, yeah.
I listened to that. It made me laugh so goddamn hard. She didn't know where her husband was. It was awesome.
Wasn't her husband sick?
Uh-oh. Was her husband sick?
Where's Bobby's at Cedars?
Oh, don't be mean. I don't...
I spent a lot of time there.
Maybe I'm confusing Housewives.
I don't know, yes. Could be. But anyway, you bring... Wheels to the to the table.
Yes, which, I bring wheels I and like. A passion.
And a passion. Yes. All right, that's right. Screw those guys.
I love driving fast.
We'll do our own show. Bobby died last year.
Damn it.
This whole thing is
wait, but wasn't
really
she the one?
Oh, shit.
Was she the housewife with all the controversy over the husband and the faking of the medical records and all that? There was like a whole story, I think it was like 3 or 4 years ago.
I don't watch a show, but that was counted.
I feel bad.
No, I don't know who it was, but it all sounds about They're now collectively East Coast, West Coast, New Jersey, Atlanta, whatever.
You know where the new one is?
Where?
Salt Lake City.
Oh, my God.
That's the next one.
But, it's one
family. Here's the thing. Yeah. There's now 128 Real Housewives collectively. And if you went, isn't she the one with the husband and falsified records? You just go, like, that's all.
That's all.
It could be
so it's like a
all
of
them. Manner of them.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's do one more.
Isn't
Gina
she
Grant.
The one with the fake eyelashes?
The dye job. So Ford, I don't know if you've heard anything about this, Adam, but Ford has tapped McDonald's to help it turn coffee parts into car parts. So starting this year, Ford is incorporating the coffee bean skin that comes off during the roasting process into the plastic headlamp housing used in some cars. It's asked McDonald's, which doesn't roast its own coffee, to connect it with their supplier. So traditionally, Ford uses plastic and talc to make its headlamp housing, but the coffee version is more sustainable because it's lighter and it doesn't use talc, which as a mineral is not renewable. Coffee chaff, as it's called, on the other hand, is widely available and much of it goes to waste. Eventually, Ford hopes to incorporate the material into more cars and use it for more parts. Coffee chaff.
I like it.
Yeah. I love this. It's like the apple. People like applesauce or apple juice. They like get all the dried apples to like horse ranchers.
Well, speaking of that stuff, they do more. I had no idea. Meanwhile, the auto company has been using soy based foam in its cushions since 2011. It also uses waste from wheat, coconut, tomato, and other plants in its cars in order to help meet some of its sustainability goals, which include using more renewable materials. I mean, tomatoes and coconuts are already in there.
Hold on. Greta's got a comment. It's not enough. How dare you?
This charade.
This is a charade. How dare you? I'll take a raft back to Sweden now. It's not enough. The time. The clock is ticking.
Not sad.
The sands are the hourglass.
Days of our lives.
You look at me. So are the days of our lives. Marsha, Will, and Holly on a routine expedition for the greatest earthquake ever known.
Greta's young and restless.
High on the rapids, it shook their tiny raft and sent them down 1,000 feet below.
Yeah.
To the land of the lost. That's where we'll be living. Amongst dinosaurs and sleestacks.
I like Adam as Greta.
It's
like
too.
A whole new person just comes out of you.
Yes.
That it's I didn't really even know was possible.
I like her.
I mean,
I might bring that home.
That's good.
You know what I mean?
That's real good.
This would be a segment on Jill and Ace.
Ace over Easy.
Ace over easy.
Yeah, hot cup of Jill. Yeah. Well, there's a high probability that I'm going to be, when I walk into my son's room tonight, he will be playing a video game and eating a Big Mac, and I can then launch right in.
Greta has some thoughts.
She has a lot of thoughts about that.
You're eating horse hoofs and donkey balls.
All right, let me hit.
The donkey needs them.
Hold your ears, Greta. I'm going to talk about Castrol Edge for a second. Stronger under pressure, engines can lose up to 10% of performance due to friction. Castrol Edge with fluid titanium transforms under pressure to keep them metal parts from rubbing and robbing. Three times, mi amo es Paco. Stronger than leading full synthetic against viscosity breakdown. It is the edge. It is the best. It is Castrol Edge. All right, one more, Gina Graham.
All right. So monkeys in India apparently can't tell a tiger from a dog made to look like a tiger, and that's a great thing for farmers. So there's this one farmer that said he's been able to protect his coffee
crop.
Keep
the monkeys away.
Exactly,
for
the monkeys.
How long before PETA gets involved with this?
Oh, they better stay away, because this is brilliant.
It. They'll be on it.
They painted his pet dog, and I think we have pictures, Bulbul, that's the dog, with black stripes. The coffee farmer says he takes his dog to the field twice a day and has seen all the monkeys running away. They stay out of sight the second they see the dog.
No way.
Bulbul's stripes were painted on using hair dye after stuffed animal tigers failed to do the trick because they didn't move and nobody bought it. Apparently, other farmers in the village are now copying this farmer and painting their dogs to look like tigers, and it's working to keep the monkeys away.
If they tried this in Berkeley, they'd be shut down. Like somebody, there'd be women chaining themselves to the farmer's fence.
It's just, wow.
This reminds me of Dawson's favorite movie where they painted a tiger, right?
It's the Beastmaster?
Beastmaster.
They paint the tiger?
They painted the tiger in Beastmaster.
I know there was a black tiger.
Yeah. He didn't start off that way.
Like cunning.
Yes. They painted, I believe the story is they painted the tiger back back when you could do any, you know, making a movie, it's an animal, do whatever you want with
it. They painted the tiger black for the movie.
For the movie.
No, I thought it was a part that was integral to the plot. I was going to kill myself with Kodo and Podo.
Oh, no, you know the plot. I'm saying behind the scenes.
Uh-huh.
Although, I wonder if that tiger, now in the new woke culture, could get busted for black fur.
Oh. Ooh. Recently surfaced photos.
Right.
Yeah, unearthed.
From Beastmaster. Yeah, was that tiger? It was black. Was it? I think they painted it black, I think was the deal.
God forbid he run for Tiger Congress.
The tigers could revolt.
This is what we're talking about, the husk from the coffee bean and what's left after they grind the apple down and they feed it to the horse. Yep. This is all that for me. You paint the dog. The dog walks around, scares the monkeys away, whatever. I love that part of life.
Dog's
solutions.
Happy?
Smart solutions. Mm-hmm. And by the way, speaking of politics, this farmer... I'd like him coming out to L.A., see if we could run things in L.A. around here.
Because
he'd figure that stuff out. Yeah. All right. Figure it out, Max Zapata. Did they paint it? Is that how the story goes?
Yeah, Dar's black tiger is actually a regular striped tiger dyed black.
There you go.
We got to do him.
It's Greta's dad.
Wow.
They took a tiger and they painted it black.
Couldn't you get a puma?
Really nice job.
I don't know.
All right. Is that the Santa Susana Pass? Is that where all that stuff was filmed?
It was all, everything took place on Mars was at Vasquez Rocks.
Yep.
There is a rumor going around because the tiger died 2 years after from skin cancer.
And stop it. No way.
Maybe PETA has a point.
Wow.
But as Dawson would say, it was worth it.
Yeah, we got it.
And we got one of the greatest cinematic triumphs ever, Beastmaster.
So.
All right. Did we bring it home?
We'll do it now. I'm Gina Grad, and that's the news.
I got my own shit. Gina.
That was the news with Gina Grad.
Last but not least, Simply Safe, two eyes in there, simplysafe.com/Adam. Get your free shipping at Simply Safe. Oh, Oxnard, Levity Live, December 13th and 14th. I'm doing stand-up there. I'm telling you, MFers, if you don't show up on the 14th, I'll hunt you down and kill you because I just got an email from Seth MacFarlane. And guess what day his Christmas party is?
I got my own shit.
Oh, my God.
December 14th. So instead of drinking vodka out of a frozen flume, be sweating my ass up upstage dancing for you guys.
That's right.
So
in Oxnard?
Oxnard for two shows.
Adam Ray is joining you, too.
Oh, Adam Ray will be there, too. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I would come, but I'm hosting cupcakes and cocktails.
Oh, really? Yeah. Where's that?
I just started a little annual tradition at my house. Little small cupcakes and cocktails. We're doing boozy-themed cupcakes this year.
Sounds like a lot of fun.
Nice. Yeah.
Sounds like a lot of fun.
You guys are all invited.
That'll be on the 14th?
Yeah, but now we got to come to your show instead. So I don't know how I can do both.
Here, let's do a little role-playing.
Okay.
I got my own shit.
Let's pretend I wasn't performing at Oxnard Levity Live on the 14th, and I could go to Seth MacFarlane's party, and you called me and invited me to cupcakes and cocktails.
What would you do?
Go ahead.
Would you come over?
Bring.
Hi, Adam.
Oh, hi, Maria. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Great.
How's Lynette? How are the kids?
Everything's awesome.
Great. I wanted to let you know I'm throwing a little party. It's a teeny little party, a few friends, very chill. Do cupcakes and cocktails.
Oh, it sounds awesome.
Yeah, a little
I love
boozy
that.
Cupcakes.
Oh, I love it.
Saw some food,
it.
Too.
I love
but
it. Love
amazing
you.
Cocktails.
Love Kevin.
Yeah.
What night is that?
It's December 14th.
Oh, I'm going to be at Oxnard Levity Live.
Oh, too
yeah,
bad.
Don't come out, but... And don't check online.
You have to work.
Own shit.
I'll be working. Yeah, I'll be working.
You'll be making money. I'll be eating cupcakes, getting fat.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, next time.
Okay. And scene. Thank you very much. So go out to that, you a-holes, because now another year we're no Seth MacFarlane party. Maria Menounos, Fox's New Year's Eve special in Times Square.
Can we role play?
Yes.
Okay. Hey, Adam.
Yes.
What are you doing on New Year's Eve?
I'll be at home watching you on Fox.
Yes. We're going to have amazing performances, lots of surprises. Mm. One of my favorite people will be on the show. Got to watch.
All right. Yeah. I will be watching, and I'm not even going to set my DVR. I will be in front of the TV, and I will be watching the East Coast feed.
Yes.
And I will then watch the West Coast
feed
after that.
Thank you. That's a true friend.
Maria Menounos.
That's a true friend.
I support my friends, unless Seth MacFarlane anyone has anything going on, and then I'm out.
I got my own shit.
All right. You can go check out Shelby American and Not Taco Bell Material and Crank Yankers and all the good stuff. Oh, our newsletter. Sign up for the newsletter at AdamCarolla.com. Lots going on there. Oh, and my list of women most disgusted to have sex with me. You got to vote. Early and often, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Voting ends tomorrow, so we got to get voting on that.
Well, Maria's an insider. She should vote.
Yeah, you
she
can.
She got the inside information.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Vote. And until next time, this is Adam Carolla from Maria Menounos, Gina Grad, and Bob Bryan. Say it. Mahalo.
And I know a lot, and I'm amazing, and it's all about me, 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 me.
Yeah.
You?
Follow the Adam Carolla Show on Twitter at Adam Carolla Show. Follow Race on Twitter at Adam Carolla. You can leave us a voicemail at 888-634-1744. Get out to see the Ace Man at Levity Live in Oxnard, December 14th, 13th as well. Get your tickets now at AdamCarolla.com.
Pluto TV, the leading free streaming television service. Watch over 100 channels and thousands of movies on demand completely free. Pluto TV never asks for a credit card. You don't even need to sign up to watch for free. Pluto TV is easy. It's completely legal. And it's the best way to watch your favorite TV shows and hit movies for free. You never pay for TV again by downloading Pluto TV. Not sure what you're waiting for. You can be rolling in a matter of moments. Download Pluto TV for free on all your favorite devices. Do it today, including your phone and Roku and Amazon Fire TV, Apple TV, smart TVs, PlayStations, and anywhere else you stream. And also, don't forget about my channel, Chassis, C-H-A-S-S-Y, Chassis Channel. Number 501. It is the best. It is Pluto TV.